Back on Groundhog Day, we asked a couple of economists to play groundhog and predict the economic future, shadow or no shadow. Well, today we asked them to do it again. First up, Charles Ballard. He's an econ professor at Michigan State University.
On Groundhog Day, I thought there were some shadows, but actually I thought it was a pretty good chance that we would have a good spring, and in fact we have. The U.S. economy has added well over 600,000 jobs in that time, and in fact the last 7 months have seen the most employment growth in the U.S. since late 05 and early 06. So really, I think Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow. I think it's been a pretty good spring.
And Richard DeKayser with the Parthenon Group.
We're looking at mostly sunny skies, certainly not completely sunny. The Eurozone area, threats of confrontation in the Middle East, and U.S. fiscal policy is eventually going to have to be dealt with, even though not right now.
Jack Ablin is chief investment officer at Harris Private Bank.
I'd say partly cloudy, but I do think that notwithstanding the problems in Europe, I think the growth in the U.S. will help propel world growth this year.
And Tara Sinclair at the George Washington University.
We're going to continue to see some glimmers of a true springtime, followed by continued concerns about what's going on in Europe and their joint problems of struggles with austerity and trying to stimulate their economies while still trying to deal with government debt. And we're going to see similar patterns here in the U.S.
If you want to join in with your own economic predictions, tweet us at MKT Place Radio or find us online at marketplace.org.